fight everyone in the way of God and kill those who disbelieve in God. God said this. This is what Jesus says. He says, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. You want to make a difference in someone's life. When they persecute you, say, hey, I hope you're doing well. I hope you're having a good day. Fight in the name of Allah and in the way of Allah. Fight against those who disbelieve in Allah. Make a holy war. He says, I will expel the Jews and Christians from the Arabian Peninsula. And he did, and they're still, Muslims still inhabit it now, and they kill people who deconvert and will not leave any but Muslim. It cannot be by force, my friend, that you are to believe something. Otherwise, you're not really believing it. Out of the heart, you have to make a decision. Jesus said, whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Love has much more power than hate. The Bible says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Islam is coming to Denmark. Behead those who insult Islam. This is going on right now. These are places right now where they are beheading people left and right. Somebody across the sea from the USA today, this morning, died for our faith. Did you know that? These Islamic men, they think they're doing God's service. Muslims will rise up, establish the Sharia, dominate the world. And a lot of Muslims say, well, your savior was so weak, Matt. He was a weak savior because he died on a cross when there could have been angels who could have saved him and he could have destroyed all these people. He was weak. What takes power? If somebody punches me in the face and I don't retaliate, I withdraw? Or if I just retaliate? What takes more power? To withdraw, to step down, to withhold your members from a fight, and to say, you know what, I'm actually not going to fight you. He opened not his mouth, went as a lamb to the slaughter, but Muhammad executed people for making fun of him, and they will admit this. But what did they do to Jesus? They mocked him. They scorned him. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. When Stephen the apostle was being murdered, they were having stones thrown at him. The last thing he said was, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. Wow, what power to be able to say, Lord, I hope they find forgiveness. And you know who was stoning Stephen? The Apostle Paul. He was right there overseeing it all. Before he became a Christian, he was stoning other Christians. He was killing them. Muhammad preached that God loves only Muslims and no one else. But what does the Bible say? For God so loved the what? The world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I want to end with this story. Jesus was at the Garden of Gethsemane, and as we know, he was being betrayed by Judas Iscariot. Everybody heard of Judas, right? The bad apostle. Bible says, while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with a great multitude of swords and staves from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Look at verse 49. And forthwith he, Judas, came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, what's that word right there?
Friend.
Even after Judas had walked his entire life, his entire ministry life, with Jesus, turned his back on Jesus, Jesus still said, Judas, I want you to be my friend. Did you know that you can be a friend of God? You can experience the mercy of God. He was offering Judas a chance, I believe, right there. Wherefore art thou come, friend? Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And behold, one of them which were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest's and smote off his ear. So imagine, you know, let's say you're the servant of the high priest. I'm Peter. They're taking Jesus, and wham, knock off your ear, right? Jesus said, Peter, stop. And Jesus picked up the ear of the man and put it back on his head. And he showed mercy to that man, and he loved people so much that he died for them. The Bible says the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So that tells me, even if you have a Muslim that's going around and killing Christians, they can still be saved. They could hear a message like this, and they could just simply repent of trusting a pedophile and a freak and a loony guy, and turn and trust in the Messiah of all the world, the Messiah of the planet, the person whose name, the only name that's taken in vain by the entire world, the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.